what a Savior is mine. I thank God he's wonderful, he's glorious, he's worthy of all that I ever could, the worship and all the praise, all that adoration that I could ever give him. He's worthy of it all. Amen. Turn your Bible to the Word just for a little while. The book of Genesis chapter number 35 shares just a few quick thoughts with you. In Genesis chapter number 35, the Bible says this, "And God said unto Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean and change your garments. Let's rise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went." I want to stop reading there and amen to get into the messages. A little quick thought this morning. And we see here in the book of Genesis chapter number 35 that God spoke to Jacob and said, "Arise, go up to Bethel." And I want you to understand this is not the first time he told him to go up to Bethel. And I want you also to understand that Bethel was a special place in the life of Jacob. If you'll do some studying, you'll find out in the book of Genesis chapter number 28 when Isaac sent Jacob to the land of Haran to his to raise his wife's for him to meet a wife. And Jacob had been sent by Isaac to the land of Haran, where he was to find a wife from Laban's house, which was Rebekah's mother. We find out that in the journey, three days into that journey, amen, he came to the place called Bethel, which was Luz. We find out that's where he dreamed a dream over in Genesis chapter 28. Amen. He dreamed a dream about the ladder going up into heaven and angels ascending and descending, amen, up on that ladder. And amen, it was there that God spoke to him right here. It was there that God spoke to Jacob and where he first met the Lord. And we find out in the book of Genesis chapter 28, we find out that he dreamed that dream. Then he was given a declaration by God that, hey man, that the Lord would be with him and the Lord, I would take care of him and watch over him. The Bible said that he made that decision. Hey man, he built an altar there and began to pray and talk unto the Lord. And he began to worship God. And it was a special place, amen, in Jacob's life, because it was there that he met God. Can I tell you today, I remember that special place in my life, where I met the Lord, that special place where I accepted Jesus as the Lord of my life. And can I say today, everyone out there in radio land that's ever been saved, by the wonderful grace of God, the soliciting sound of my voice, you remember that time in your life, that place, amen, that time when you met the Lord, amen, began that relationship with him, how we find out that's what Bethel, amen, meant to a Jacob. It was a place where he met the Lord. How we find out not only the place we met the Lord, but the Bible says in Genesis, chapter number 28, verse 17, and, amen, that Jacob made this statement. He said, "This is nothing but the house of God. This is the place where God is. This is the place where his presence is." Not only that, but he made this statement. It is the very gate of heaven. No way those angels were ascending up on that ladder. This is a place where I can get a glimpse of heaven. I can look away from the worries of this life and look, amen, straight into heaven. And can I say to you today, I'm glad. Brother Pitt, the place where I met the Lord. Thank God was a place, special place in my life. Amen, that time that I began that relationship with the Lord. The Lord became a Savior and Lord of my life. Oh, what a Savior is he. Can I say today, I remember that time. I remember that feeling. I remember that peace and the joy, amen, that I knew that day when I met the Lord. We find out in the book of Genesis chapter 35, some 20 years had elapsed between, amen, that special time, that special meeting between God and Jacob. How we find out that the Lord had always been with Jacob. Hey, we'll find out that we went into the land of Haran. How we met, his wives there. And amen, how some 20 years had passed. Amen, Can I say today that Jacob left Bethel and went to the land of Haran? It was a journey. He would face many hardships and many disappointments. But through it all, God was faithful to him. Can I say today, just like, God was faithful to Jacob, brother. He'd been faithful to me. Can I say out there in radio land today, those of you that know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can say that God has truly been faithful. But there come a time in Jacob's life, brother Perry, that he began to face hardships and trouble. And we find out that there was a dissension between Laban and Laban's sons. And Jacob. God spoke to Jacob. I believe it is there in Genesis chapter 31. He said, alright, it's time that you need to get back to Bethel. We find out that God was trying to bring him back to that place where he could do the work. That place of relationship. That place where God one more time could talk to him. And speak to him and show to Jacob what God wanted in Jacob's life. And I say many times in our life, many times in my life, I found my place, maybe going through the hardships and troubles and trials of life. Maybe I've got away from that relationship. God's always been there with me. But I've not looked to him in a manner of the way that I could have. Maybe this was what was going on in Jacob's life. Even though God had been faithful to Jacob through it all, God had watched over Jacob through it all. But yet maybe Jacob, his focus had wandered away from that relationship with God. Things became more important than that relationship with God. Can I say today many times, if we're not careful, we as children of God, we allow things, to hinder our relationship with God. That relationship that we had when we first met God, that maybe not be, that's not what it needs to be. But we find out there comes a call from God. That God spoke to Jacob and said, son, it's time to go back to Bethel. And we find out that Jacob left. Haran went back to Bethel. But during the long trip back to Bethel, he found himself into more troubles and more dissension there in Shechem. A tragedy happened there in Shechem. But we find that after all this had allowed, God spoke to Jacob one more time. In Genesis chapter 35, he said, listen, it's time to go back to Bethel. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. It's time to get back to that place where I first met you. It's time to get back to that place and rebuild the altar. Will you intercede? Begin to talk to me and offer sacrifice to me. It's time to get back to that place. Can I say, it's time to go back to Bethel. There comes a time in our life. Brother Brian, I believe that when God began to speak to our hearts, the son, it's time to get back to that place. Get back to that relationship. Get back to that time in your life. Where I meant more to you than anything else. Get back to that place where I was the center of your attention. He wanted Jacob to go back to that place. He said here in verse number 1 of chapter 35, he said this, and God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel. He said, first of all, he said, you arise. Secondly, he said, you go up to Bethel. Thirdly, he said, you build an altar there unto me. And make that altar to God that appeared to thee when thou fledged from thy face of Esau, thy brother. In other words, he said, you go up to Bethel. You go build an altar. Why did he tell you to build an altar? In other words, he wanted Jacob to get back to that place in his life where he truly worshiped God. An altar was a place of worship. An altar was a place of sacrifice. An altar was a place of offering unto God. Can I tell you today how we need to get back to Bethel? Heaven knows us. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice down there in Radio Land this morning. Amen. You remember that time when God, amen, dealt with your heart. You remember that time when you began that relationship, that walk with God through salvation. Amen. When God spoke to your heart. Amen. You found yourself in an old-fashioned altar and cried out to God. How God met with you. That relationship that you had with the Lord through salvation, but over time you found yourself, even though the Lord had been faithful through it all, we find ourselves not where we need to be in that relationship with God, and we hear the call from God, Brother Brad, it's a time to get back to Bethel. It's time to get back to that place, amen, where we first met. It's time to go back to that place where I can do a work in your life, and renew that relationship that I had, amen, where you loved me, that I was the center of attention, that you thought, amen, where you loved me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Can I say today how we need to get back to that place in our life? That place where we met the Lord. That place, amen, where He, amen, doing what He wanted us to do, amen, meant more than anything in our life. Oh, it's time to go back to Bethel. We find out here with that place, here with that call that God gave to Jacob. He said, listen, it's time to go back to Bethel. Not only is it a time, it was a call to return. We also find out in verse 2, the Bible says, and Jacob sent his household, walk with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean and change your garments. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar to God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way to which I went. In other words, hey, man, we find out that Jacob began to tell his children, all those who were with him, he said, boys, it's time that we need to go back to Bethel. It's time that I need to get back to where I need to be. And not only did he answer the call to return, but he began to give the call to removal. He said, it's time that we need to get away from those strange gods. Hey, it's time we need to clean this place up. Hey, man, I need to get back to that place. Sometimes there's some things that are alive. When we get the call to go back to Bethel, when God began to deal with our heart to get back to that place where we need to be in our walk and our relationship with Him, there's some things that we need to get out of our life, some things that we need to remove. Amen. We need to consecrate, amen, our life, that we might get back to that place where God can, where we can truly worship God. Can I say many times our lives, if we're not careful, we allow some things to come into our lives that will hinder our ability to worship God. It will hinder our ability, amen, to give ourselves wholly and completely unto God. It's those things, amen, that we find out that Jacob had told his children, and amen, all the servants, it's time to get rid of this stuff. These hindrances, they hinder me from getting back to that place where I need to be with God. It's time to get them out of the way. It's time to remove them. It's time to go back to Bethel. Amen. It's time to, amen, renew that relationship that I once had with the Lord. It's time to worship Him. It's time to go to meeting. It's time, thank God, to have revival. It's time, amen, to quit walking in the quagmire of this world. It's time to go back to Bethel. And I ask you today, maybe you're out there in Radio Land this morning. You remember that time in your life. Hey, man, that time where you met the Lord. That time where you've nailed an old-fashioned altar and asked the Lord to come into your life and be Lord. Oh, what a blessed time that was. Amen. And maybe also you remember maybe that you've got away from that relationship that you once had. Even though the Lord has been faithful through it all, and He will be, maybe we've not been faithful to Him. Maybe we've allowed some things that have come in our life to hinder us from worshiping God. Amen. And being that God, amen, wants us to be the child of God. Being that light, being that example that we need to be. Can I say it's time to get back to Bethel? It's time to get back to the house of God. It's time to get back to the gate of heaven. It's time to get back to that place where we can truly worship Him one more time. What about it? Amen. What about it? It's time to go back to Bethel. Amen. For us as children of God. Back to the natural this time.